It's the National Month of the Dinosaur, and we asked Dr. Penny Higgins, a vertebrate paleontologist at the Florida Museum of Natural History and a specialist in the ancient fossils of horses, about what inspired her to choose this career.
When I was just learning to read, I was probably not even in school yet. I have one older brother. He's 3 years older than me. And Mom would sit the two of us together and take these Danny Dunn books. And Danny Dunn was a teenager who was very creative, and some of his stories were like he invented anti-gravity paint and he painted on his shoes and he'd float all over the place. And, you know, even though the scientific principles of those books were completely wrong, it was just so neat to think as a scientist, and he was doing all these neat things with computers, and it was so fascinating to me. You know, I loved the stories, and it was sort of a bonding experience, you know, my mom, my brother, and I sitting there reading these books, and I learned to read with those books. And I guess that's sort of the start of me getting excited about science in general.
And then there was the cell game that she played with her brother.
Yeah, my brother and I, we're an odd pair. We would sit around a lot, and we were best friends for a long time. We'd get some science books, like the Time Life series of nature books. One of them was called The Cell. And we liked The Cell, and it taught about the inner workings of the cell, the nucleus and the mitochondria and the endoplasmic reticulum. And here I was, I remember being in third grade and taking a class, and a teacher said, "Does anybody know what DNA stands for?" And I knew it. And this was just because my brother and I would sit there and play Cell. And this woman was so stunned that I actually knew what DNA stood for. She was trying to ask the rhetorical question, and I was there already knowing. But Matt and I would sit together and pretend like we'd been shrunk to microscopic size and that we were inside of a cell. And I wasn't quite as creative as him. I was just a little person running around inside the cell. But he would pretend to be a ribosome, which is one of these little organelles that makes proteins. And so he'd be like, "I'm a ribosome, and I'm taking these amino acids, and I am making proteins." And so, you know, just this game we would play, and that's how I learned about how the cell works. And that also got me interested in biology. And ultimately, I wound up getting a bachelor's degree in biology because I thought, you know, the inner workings of the cell and animals were so cool.